KQED.
Well, we've been talking a lot about fire the past few days. Let's spend a moment to talk about water. The Cadiz Water Project would tap aquifers below the Mojave Desert and pump it to Orange County. Under the Obama administration, the project was blocked. But now state lawmakers are worried the Trump administration could greenlight the project. In fact, Assemblymember Laura Friedman is so concerned, she introduced AB 1000. That bill aims to block quick federal approval. The Glendale Democrat joins me now. And Assemblymember, the way I read your bill, it seems that it authorizes the state to supersede federal rules. Am I reading this right?
Well, what it would do is it would have the state assume the oversight responsibility that the federal government should be doing, but that under the Trump administration, they're refusing to do.
So you're what you would be arguing is that the federal government should be conducting this. They're not. Therefore, the state has to step in.
Absolutely.
Isn't this an override of federal power? After all, Donald Trump is the elected president. He is allowed to run his administration as he sees fit. And in this particular case, he is deciding to abstain from a more thorough review.
My position is that the state of California has not just the right, but the responsibility to ensure that its lands, particularly lands that are fragile and that are surrounded by public lands, are maintained and protected. That's our responsibility. And if the federal government is unwilling to do that, I believe that we are compelled to step in and make sure that that happens.
Have you spoken to Senator Dianne Feinstein about this?
Yes, I have.
And what has she told you?
She is very concerned about the project, and she was actively seeking help from the state legislature to step in where the federal government, to the space that the federal government was stepping out of, to ensure that there was oversight and protections.
And did she call you and ask you, hey, can you do this for me, Assemblymember?
I had gone to Washington, D.C. to talk with our federal representatives, and we discussed the project then, and she was definitely seeking help from the legislature.
Now, one thing that I often hear, especially in places like Orange County, which tend to be a little bit more conservative, although we are starting to see that trend change, is that human population should be ahead of the environment, in particular when there's a question of what is good for the environment or what is good for human beings in California. The preference should be given to what is good for human beings. The reason I bring this up is I can hear some people in our audience saying there are a lot of people in Orange County who need water, and there are not a lot of people in the Mojave Desert. So why are we favoring a desert over human populations?
I don't think that favoring the environment is at the expense of people. We live in the environment, and we protect ourselves the most when we protect the environment in which we live.
Assemblymember Laura Friedman, she is a Democrat from Glendale. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Cadiz Incorporated CEO Scott Slater says the project will not deplete Mojave aquifer water, but rather create a new water source for 100,000 families a year.